We had an AML on the phone who was calling us for Jared and Katie's Forgive and Forget, right? And she basically is saying, I felt really terrible because my sister, who is about to have my niece, has not been telling anybody the baby's name, because that's a very sensitive thing.
Right,
I understand
Some
that.
Some people steal your name too.
That's true. Or they'll make a judgment, you know, or even if they don't say it in their words, you see it in their face.
Oh, interesting.
You're like, I don't need that. But her sister, Layla, confided in her and said, hey, this is the name we are going to give our precious new daughter, and our AML made fun of it.
And the name is Hennessy, so
it's,
I mean,
Hennessy Mabel.
Yeah,
Hennessy
so you can
Mabel.
See when I was, so, yeah, sorry, I know that she's still listening.
Yes. So we wanted to hear from you. Do you think that there should be forgiveness?
All right. Haley, should she forgive her sister for making fun of her baby's name, or soon-to-be born baby's name?
I think they should. They're sisters.
Yeah, is that that's the only reason why? So your sister can do anything and be forgiven, or saying in this particular situation?
No. They're sisters, and I'm pregnant right now. So I have my daughter in the back. If you hear her, I'm sorry about that.
We said hi.
So I actually went to my mother trying to come up with names. So I understand, like, you go to somebody that you're trusting in, and you're hoping for the, I guess, validation from them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's hard, because I'm going through that situation right now with my mother. I really liked the name, and she was just like, are you serious?
Is it gin and tonic?
And I was like, yeah, like, you know, why not? And I feel like with today, there are a lot of people who are naming their children, you know, unique, different, just bizarre names. And I just think that maybe
would you like to share what your name is?
Yeah. Norm?
What's the name you're thinking of?
Alizé.
Alizé. Hey, is that the name of isn't it?
I made a joke about gin and tonic.
No.
Alizé?
Alizé?
It's an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah. Alizé.
Oh, wow.
And your mom made fun of it too. You are really going through this exact situation.
I was joking about gin and tonic.
Yeah, you feel bad, don't you?
That might be better.
Uh-huh.
You like the way it sounds, or you like Alizé, the drink?
Both.
Both. I mean, not while you're pregnant,
Alizé?
But you know.
Alizé
is a liquor.
Cool,
eh? Mm-hmm.
Squid, how are you in hip-hop and you don't know Alizé?
Alizé.
I've never heard Alizé before.
We knew it right away.
Me and Katie.
Maybe it's old school.
It's Alizé. They have Alizé strawberry, infusion of ripe strawberries and passion fruit with vodka.
Well, that sounds delightful.
Yeah. All right. Well, Haley, good luck with that. So you say she should forgive, and you're going through the exact same thing. Who knew? Thank you.
I didn't even know that was a drink. The whole time about name, I never knew that.
It is pretty to say, Alizé.
It
is
pretty.
Somebody Google Alizé and
I can't spell
and hip-hop references. Okay. All right, let's go to Tori. Tori, should this AML forgive her sister for making fun of her baby's name?
Yeah, I do. I think she should.
Kathy, should she be forgiven?
Yes, I believe she should, yes.
And why do you say so?
Well, I had the same situation, but it wasn't a sister. It was a mother, and I was going to name my daughter Xanadu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, from ABBA, right? Isn't that ABBA?
It's from the movie, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. Yes.
She did not like it.
No.
But seriously, though.
What?
Is it not okay to say, I wouldn't do that?
Well,
not like you just don't like the name. Like
I think it's the reaction.
If it's a name that you think you're really setting your kid to be made fun of, I'm not saying Xanadu, but I'm saying in general, your kid may get made fun of and they're just not seeing it.
No, I think it's the vulnerability.
If you're really a friend, wouldn't you just say, hey, it sounds pretty, but you know you're going to cause a lot of problem for your kid.
I would not touch it with a 10-foot pole.
To your point, mm-hmm. I think it's the reaction, because you're in a vulnerable situation.
Right.
You're
mm-hmm.
going to try to take a chance, and then somebody kind of almost makes fun of it.
Yes.
So if you didn't make fun of it and you were like, okay, that's an interesting name. Well, let's think about all the things that, you know, about it. And we're more maybe humble about at telling the difference. I think that would work better.
I think if somebody's not asking your opinion on the name, you shouldn't give it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody asks you,
yeah, like, what do you think of this
then
name?
In that case, they're opening themselves
up. That's a good point.
Yeah, but they're just like, oh, and we're going to name our daughter Xanadu, and they're not looking for you. If they don't ask, you're exactly right. And also, there are so many feelings and reasonings and, you know, personal tributes and things that go into naming a child. It is the reason we did not tell a soul that what we were having a boy or girl or what their names were.
Right.
I didn't want to hear it from anybody.
Yeah, we held on to Ezra for a long
time. Not one person.
Let's go to AML Jose. Jose, should they forgive? Should she be forgiven?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would have laughed, too.
I like that angle. Mm-hmm. All right, and then one last call real quick. Maddie, Jared and Kay's Forgive and Forget. Should this AML forgive her sister for making fun of her daughter's name, Hennessy?
I think she should. In a time when I'm also pregnant, my mom has been making fun of my name since day one. And I think you kind of just got to let things like that roll off.
What is it?
What's the name?
It takes a village.
That's a long name.
Mine isn't even really out there. Like, it's Benjamin Walter, but she keeps telling me that I'm going to be, like, it sounds like a grandpa.
Old names are back.
They are. And Benjamin,
yeah,
that's Katie's husband's name.
It is, but Ben's a very common. Is it the Walter part that she feels is?
The Walter's old.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, because Walter is my boyfriend's family name. So that part was like non-negotiable. So mm-hmm. She's been really on me changing Benjamin, but I don't know if it's just how it sounds together. But she's been telling me, she's like, it sounds like you're giving birth to somebody's grandpa.
Yeah, Benjamin. But the old names are back. Yeah. And I like
they
Henry.
Henry is an
Let
old
me ask
name.
You, how old are you, 12?
Maddie, how old are you?
19.
Okay.
Right. And you're not going to call him Benjamin. I mean, I don't.
Probably Ben.
I wouldn't assume Benjamin Walter every time unless you're mad.
Benjamin Walter, I told you.
Do you plan to call him Ben?
Yeah.
Okay. That is such a common name.
Yeah, yeah. Your mom must be hard to please.
It must be. All right. Walter, I could see, but if that's
I've gotten a surprising amount of comments about like it being an old name and don't I want to pick something else.
Well, it is old, but the old names are coming back.
Benjamin's not, to me, even that old.
It's not that old.
Walter, I could say, if you name your kid Walter, here's my baby Walter.
But Wally or something, you know, something. But
if somebody said that, I still wouldn't say anything if it was Walter.
No, because it is a family name, and she just said non-negotiable.
Right.
I get that.
Yes.
I get that.
Yeah, Eli's middle name is Wilson because of Heather's dad's name. And then Ezra's middle name is Bo, which, I mean, you know, is my dad's name.
We did the exact same thing for all of our children.
Yeah.
I see. To me, that's, like, so common.
And I actually attribute, and you should be like, oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I think primarily probably the female makes the decision ultimately because I think so. The most I try, like, I was asked to interject and none of the names that I like, but we negotiated, but my kids took my grandparents' middle first name as their middle name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was cool to me. Really cool to do that, right? No matter what the name was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm so Landon's middle name is Carl. Carlman. I mean, that's not the nicest name, maybe. I don't know.
Is Carl or Carl? You say Carlman?
Carlman was his name, but we named him Carl.
I got you. Yeah.
And the middle name is Claire for Everly. But basically, Carol picked out the name. I'm cool with it because she let me do that with the grandparents. She didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a nice tribute.
I think, yeah, it should always, you know, I really do like that when you honor people.
Okay, so we're getting Layla pulled back up on the line. Layla, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Hi. So you have obviously had a chance to hear what everyone has thought about the situation. And so we want to hear from you. Do you forgive your sister for making fun of your baby name?
Look, I know that I'm very emotional right now, and this is a big, big time for me. But she is my sister, and I agree. I can take a big, deep breath. And, yeah, of course, I'm going to forgive her. Like, she's my sister.
Oh, good.
But she better not pull this kind of thing again. And she better be the
promise you I won't
to this little kid.
Now
I need you and she needs you too.
Okay. And now you said you were second guessing the name, not to go back to that, but are you sticking with Hennessy?
I love it.
Okay. I was just curious cause you mentioned you weren't sure. So, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we'll see when she's born. Like if she looks like something else, then I guess we better start brainstorming. But as of right now, that's our number one pick, and it's staying. I don't want to hear anything about it.
Okay, great. Well,
yes, ma'am.
And congratulations ahead of time.
Yeah, congrats.
Okay, thank you.
All right, if you have a Jared and Katie's Forgive and Forget, you can message any of us on the show. All of our information is on jaredandkatieinthemorning.com.